I'm not a real big believer in coincidence. I believe things that happen happen due to the actions of the people that are involved. I don't consider myself to be a religious person. I don't know where you guys stand on the religious spectrum. I do believe in God, but I wouldn't classify myself as religious. I haven't been to church in a long time. I believe it's over 20 years. It's hard not to notice, though, the parallels between people and organizations that go woke and the disaster that follows. Whether you believe it's God doing these things or it's proof that woke politics destroy everything in its path, or a combination of both, you can't deny the fact that anything touched by the far left politics, ends in destruction. We have too much evidence. The NBA and their tanking television ratings. Did you guys hear about the George Floyd mural in Ohio? There was a painting of George Floyd outside of a building, I believe in Toledo, Ohio. Not sure if it was a restaurant or a bar. Judging by the building and its surroundings, it looked to be in a lower level income area of town. Last week, lightning struck the mural of George Floyd and destroyed it. Now, it didn't destroy the building. The building remains intact. All the lightning did was demolish the image of George Floyd. Was that a coincidence? I don't know. I don't know. The Olympics, another shining example of wokeness destroying what was once a pristine event. The Olympics were moved to this summer because of the COVID last year. They didn't want to create a super spreader event. I also think the main reason was they didn't want to hold the competition in front of empty stadiums and arenas. Well, too bad for the Olympics, because that's happening anyway. Should have held them here in America. The Japanese, they are not playing around with the COVID. NBC is freaking out right now. They have spent billions of dollars for the rights to exclusively broadcast the Olympics on NBC and on Peacock, their streaming platform. Which, by the way, Peacock is a heaping pile of garbage, not because of the content that's offered, but because of the nonstop issues. It's always buffering. NBC is worried right now that advertisers are going to pull out of the Olympics. They're blaming the lack of crowds. Their concerned lack of crowds will diminish the excitement of the Olympics, cause low ratings. Which is kind of amusing. I find nothing exciting about the Olympics anyway, but maybe that's just me. Just like the NBA and the media came up with excuses for low ratings throughout the NBA season, they are trying to use the lack of crowds for the expected low ratings for the Olympics. If ratings for the Olympics tank, we know the real reason. Their refusal to take a stand against woke politics, allowing athletes like Gwen Berry to use their platform to promote their own personal agenda, or the Olympic audience being subjected to what we saw in the women's soccer match against Sweden this morning. I don't call the U.S. women's national soccer team Team USA or the USWNT like everyone else. This team is Rapinoe's Warriors, named after Megan Rapinoe, the leading social justice warrior and destroyer of traditional American values when it comes to women. You guys remember Megan Rapinoe, right? I've been accused of mispronouncing her name. I just don't want to know how to pronounce it. I don't feel she deserves that respect. Megan Rapinoe, the woman who believes that women athletes should be paid the same as men, even though they draw a third of the audience, even though they don't come close to matching the revenue that the men create. The woman leading the charge in changing Victoria's Secret. No more Victoria's Secret's angels. No, 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 no. We shouldn't exploit women like that. No more beautiful women in lingerie. Now, we're going to get Megan Rapinoe, every man's wet dream. Before there was Gwen Berry, there was Megan Rapinoe, the leader in taking the Olympics and turning them into one giant SJW extravaganza. This morning, before Rapinoe's Warriors started their match against Sweden, players on both teams took a knee, you know, in support of Black Lives Matter, which means they took a knee in support of communism. Communism, that great government to live under. people living in communist countries, they love it so much that they leave the first chance they get. People in Cuba will float to the United States on used car tires just to get the hell out of there. This wasn't the first time Rapinoe's warriors took a knee before a game. They did it last November too, while donning Black Lives Matter t-shirts. However, the end result of that match was a little bit different than the end result of the one this morning. After showing the world how woke they were in front of a global audience, Rapinoe's warriors proceeded to get the hell beaten out of them by Sweden, 3-0. It ended a 44-game winning streak for the U.S. women's team. Is this a coincidence? You decide. Television ratings had yet to be released for this game, but if I had to guess, no one was watching. Megan Rapinoe just isn't as big of a deal as she thinks she is. There's an article in the New York Times talking about this year's Olympics, and there was an interesting quote in the article. The quote was given by Chris Brandt, Chief Marketing Officer at Chipotle. Chipotle is one of the advertiser sponsors for this year's Olympics. Here is what he said about the not-so-ideal advertising situation this year and the potential television ratings. Quote, "We do think people will continue to tune in, even without fans, as they did for all kinds of other sports. It's going to be a diminishing factor in terms of the excitement, but we also hope that the Olympics are a bit of a unifier at a time when the country can seem to be so divided every day." End quote. What positive thinking. I see Chris Brandt as a glass half full kind of guy. Early projections are showing that ratings for the Olympics will decline from the previous games in Rio de Janeiro and London. But don't worry, because streaming numbers are projected to increase, which should be obvious since Peacock didn't exist the last time we had the Olympics. So streaming numbers have nowhere to go but up. NBC didn't launch Peacock until last spring. But it's the last part of that statement that caught my attention. The unifying part. We hope the Olympics will unify the country because we're being divided every day. Please explain to me, how in the hell are the Olympics supposed to unify the country when they're allowing athletes who are supposed to represent America to promote their own political agenda? Politics are designed to divide people, not unify them. People like Megan Rapinoe and Gwen Berry, they don't represent America. They don't even represent half of America. Recent polling shows less than half the country supports Black Lives Matter, talking about the organization, the communist organization, not the slogan. Now, do Megan Rapinoe and Gwen Berry, do they represent you? Do they represent your values? Since when did taking a stand for communism represent America? This is the fault of the Olympic Committee. They continue to bow down to these damn wokers. There are rules in place banning political displays at the Olympics, but they don't enforce them. They're too scared. They back down. Listen to this statement from the IOC. Quote, "When expressing their views, athletes are expected to respect the applicable laws, the Olympic values, and their fellow athletes. It should be recognized that any behavior and or expression that constitutes or signals discrimination, hatred, hostility, or the potential for violence on any basis whatsoever is contrary to the fundamental principles of Olympism." End quote. Whatever Olympism is, I don't know. But let me translate that for you. We allow any type of political demonstration as long as they follow acceptable woke guidelines. Any demonstrations that do not signal agreement with the woke agenda will not be tolerated. In other words, if you're an Olympic athlete, and you happen to be a Donald Trump supporter, want to wear a Donald Trump t-shirt, or if you support the police, maybe your father's a police officer, if you believe in traditional America, you're not allowed to demonstrate at the Olympics. The thing is, Megan Rapinoe and Gwen Berry are in clear violation of the IOC's policy. This one part disqualifies them. Any expression that constitutes discrimination, hatred, or hostility. You cannot support communism without endorsing all three of those. The basis of communism is hatred and hostility. Communism is responsible for more deaths than anything else in the history of the world. More than cancer, disease, war, car accidents, drugs. Communism leads them all and probably has killed more people than all of those things combined. The Olympics are going to be a disaster, and it's their own fault. It's their own fault. I believe we're going to see a sizable portion of the country just refuse to watch. They're going to boycott it, just like they refuse to watch the NBA. The Olympics used to be something that unified America. It used to be something that brought everybody together. In 2021, though, thanks to the weak IOC, the 2021 Olympics are heading straight to the graveyard of things killed by woke politics. All right, what do you guys think of the U.S. women's team taking a knee for Black Lives Matter? Are you going to watch the new and improved woke Olympics? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.